This one's going to be controversial. It's the great debate among painters. Do I bid by the job or do I bid by time and materials? Brandon, what do you think?
When you start out, bidding is the hardest thing that you have to learn. And because of that, you have to get your feet under you. And I would say a time and materials way of bidding is actually not a horrible way of starting out. You set your dollar per hour, and then obviously you have your materials. The homeowner knows that, and you can go from there. And you're assured a certain amount of money, and then you can also be able to use that to see how efficient you can be and how quickly you can get a job done.
Then you know, all right, a 14 by 14 bedroom is going to take me, with prep and everything, that's going to take me a day. And then as you get more experience, then you can go, okay, well, if I'm charging $50 an hour plus the materials, that bedroom should take, you know, $500. You can just give that one lump sum. And then that gives the homeowner a nice round number at the end of the day versus going, well, if they're charging me $50 an hour, are they sitting in there watching Prospondering paint videos instead of working?
And subscribing to Prospondering paint videos. I completely agree. What you want to do is you want to be able to transition into doing like a per job bid as quickly as possible. So the moment that you feel comfortable, that's when you want to do it, because that's how you make profit. You do not make profit doing things time and materials. You break even. You make profit when you can give someone a number, you work hard, and you get it done quicker, and that's how you make money.
Exactly. Because in that one number, that's how you build in those extra profits to cover all the cost of running the business. Whereas if you're just doing time and materials, you got materials here, and then you've got your labor time over here, you don't have any wiggle room because everybody sees exactly what those numbers are. And when we say giving that big number at the end, you're not deceiving anybody here. You're not trying to, you know, pull the wool over anybody's eyes. All you're doing is saying, here's a simple number, because that's how you bid against other people. Because other people are just saying, it'll be $600 to do this. And if you're doing it by time and materials, it creates questions in their mind. Brandon, is there a time that you should do a time and materials bid?
That's a great question. And there are very few instances where I personally will do something time and materials. And I'm just going to give you an example because it's right on the top of my head. Wallpaper. When you remove wallpaper, you have no idea what you're getting yourself into. I have removed like a 14 by 14 bedroom, had everything cleaned up, ready to paint in an hour. That happened once, and it happened like 20 years ago, and I'm still talking about it today. However, I've been in super, super small rooms, and I've been in there for 2 days because it's coming off like this. It's a total mess. So those would be the times, the unknown, when I would do a time and materials.
As we've talked about in a bunch of other videos, when you go into business, you're in a for-profit business, unless you're doing charity work, but then, oh, that's not a business. That's a charity. So if you're in business, it's for profit. It's okay to make money. You want to do that. Otherwise, stay home and watch Prospondering paint all day.
And why not? If you feel that we've missed anything or want to add something to this discussion, please leave a comment below.
Thanks, Ponderers. We'll see you next time.